An introduction to Bizet's Carmen. I have to ask you if any opera in the repertory has a more thrilling opening than that one. Sir Rudolf Bing, long-time general manager of the Metropolitan Opera, used to say that selling opera is as easy as ABC, Aida, Bohème and Carmen. Carmen is one of those masterworks, immensely popular, an indispensable part of the international repertory, an operatic smash hit, which was a total disaster at its first performance. This is a fate it shares with Madama Butterfly, the Barber of Seville, and a few other now popular crowd pleasers. But more of that later. More important is to note that Carmen succeeds in being both an enormous crowd pleaser for audiences of every level of operatic sophistication, a favourite performing role for singers, and every conductor's delight with its wonderful tunes and vibrant orchestration. If stage directors are less enthusiastic, it is because Carmen is a strenuous work which makes them work hard, staging a great deal of complex action. This quality of being equally admired by experts and laypeople alike is maybe the best definition of a true masterwork, which should speak to everyone in some way or other. Before we return to that first night of Carmen in March of 1875, which may or may not have contributed to the composer's early death just 3 months later, we need to look at some of Bizet's earlier achievements, if only to disabuse ourselves of the notion that he was a one-work composer. There are such people, and the French seem particularly adept at producing them. Duca of The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Ibert of Divertissement fame, and Chabrier, remembered mainly for his España, all pop into mind. Bizet was born in 1838 in Paris and is remembered in the theatre for three operas. First, The Pearl Fishers, which has perhaps the loveliest duet ever written for tenor and baritone.